Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting second. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting third. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Scott Hatberg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Lou Merlone. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Darren Bragg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Pedro Martinez. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Caruso. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Will Cordero. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jason Bear. And now, play ball. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jefferson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia-Para hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn hits a line drive towards third. Ventura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cordero scoops it up and throws to first, with Bear covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham strikes out. One out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia-Para scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hatberg hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Merlone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bragg. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero takes first base on ball 4. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bragg hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jefferson takes first base on ball 4. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Garciaparra is 0-for-1 in the game. Garciaparra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jefferson moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien strikes out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Caruso is 0-for-1 in the game. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Merlone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Caruso. The throw from Hatberg and he is safe. Caruso steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Hatberg for a passed ball. Thomas moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Leary strikes out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatberg hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cordero hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Merlone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez is hit by the pitch. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ordonez. The throw from Hatberg and he is safe. Ordonez steals second. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cameron strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien strikes out. Hatberg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws O'Brien out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Merlone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Merlone is 0 for 1 in the game. Merlone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bragg is 0 for 1 in the game. Bragg hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darren Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jefferson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jefferson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merlone moves to third. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garciaparra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garciaparra hits a line drive into center field. Cameron picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cameron. Merlone scores. Jefferson moves to third. Garciaparra moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Martinez covering, for the out. 1 out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Caruso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Caruso hits a pop-up into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Greg Norton pinch hits for Will Cordero. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Norton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Greg Norton now playing first base. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Leary hits a line drive beyond second. Durham can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin strikes out. 1 out. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Leary moves to third. Carlos Castillo now pitching. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Merlone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Merlone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Merlone reaches second base with a double. O'Leary scores. Hatberg goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 0 for 2 in the game. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Merlone moves to third. 2 outs. Darren Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cameron is 0 for 2 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Fordham now pitching. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fordham fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia Parra is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia Parra hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez, who is chasing the ball. Garcia Parra reaches third base with a triple. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garcia Parra scores. It's 6-1, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Caruso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Caruso hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Castillo now pitching. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatberg is hit by the pitch. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Merlone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Merlone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatberg moves to second. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bragg is 0-for-3 in the game. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Hatberg moves to third. 2 outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Lewis hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Corsi now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ventura strikes out. 1 out. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Norton is 0-for-1 in the game. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Merlone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ordonez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ordonez moves to third. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Cameron. The throw from Hatberg and he is safe. Cameron steals second. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Brien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. James Baldwin now pitching. Reggie Jefferson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jefferson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jefferson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garciaparra is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Garciaparra hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-4 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 0-for-4 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caruso is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corsi fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.